Okay. Let's get back. So we started yesterday, this sugya. So we just read the Gemara yesterday, and we left a question. We left a number of questions. We weren't really. So one of the first questions we asked was that the Gemara takes on as a davar pashut that you're not obligated to spend a third of your money for a mitzvah. The reason why is because if that would be the case, and if you have three mitzvahs, you would spend all your money, and you're not obligated to spend all your money for a mitzvah. Gemara doesn't seem to feel that there's intrinsically the fact that you spend a third of your money for one mitzvah is a problem, but it seems to be a problem that if you have three mitzvahs, you end up having spent all your mitzvahs, and that would be a problem. Taisus, we didn't do the Taisus yet, but Taisus brings here, so Taisus is really saying that it's lav dafka a third that you don't have to spend, but you don't even have to spend a fifth of your money. So the question that we were asking yesterday is, how does the Gemara know that? Why is it the Gemara seems to take that as a davar pashut? That was one of the questions we asked. That the Gemara takes it as a davar pashut. Gemara doesn't bring any raya's that you're not obligated. Fakirat, the Gemara thought that Rav Hunam Rav Zera was saying that you're obligated. But the Gemara says that the Rav Zera Rav Hunam, I said wrong. Rav Zera Rav Hunam. But the Gemara thought that they were saying you're obligated, but the Gemara is saying in Svara it can't be. So we were trying to figure out yesterday, we mentioned the problem. Why in Svara can't it be? It sounds very logical. We know for a mitzvah salosa say you have to spend all your money. So why can't it be that mitzvah? Why should a mitzvah essay be worse than a salosa say? Essays are also important. Essays, according to many people, you know, essays daicha salosa say. And the Haredim writes, I don't know, that's maybe not the Pashim Shat. But the Haredim writes that essay deich alosei is a simen that the schar for a mitzvah essay is greater than a los essay. And the bittul mitzvah essay is also a serious avera. We say kishem, the Talmud Torah is keneged kudam. So bittul Torah is also keneged kudam. So bittul of an avera, the mitzvah chiyuvis, is also a serious problem. And kiyum of the mitzvah is in a positive sense, is a very, very big inyan. So why is it pasha to the Gemara that you don't have to spend on three mitzvahs all your money? Right, that was one of the questions we asked yesterday. So we suggested to look at the Rajba. That's, I think, we met at the end of yesterday's share. I'm sorry, and I didn't send out a notice to people. I guess I should have done that now that I think about it. But we said it yesterday at the end of the share that we should look at the Rajba. So did anyone look at the Rajba?
I looked at it.
So what does he say?
I don't know. It's a little mixed up.
Ravid's more Farish. I mean, he's really citing the Ravid.
Okay, he's quoting the Ravid. So let's maybe read it inside, especially since some people didn't see it. And it's not a hard piece to read. It's a relatively very easy piece in the Rajba. But I apologize. I know, do people have a Rajba in front of them? Can maybe someone, does someone have the ability to send out quickly a Rajba to people?
It's on the chat for people on the chat.
See that? Look at that. Someone was a tzaddik and someone sent it out. See? Okay. I don't even know what a chat is. I don't have chats. But okay. Anyway, I shouldn't give away my age. Okay, so let's read the Rajba. Mehod amrinan ido esramin etlas mitzvahs yod kule beza. From the fact that the Gemara says it can't be because it'll come out if you have three mitzvahs, you have to extend kule beza, all your house, right? So we were medayik yesterday, so from the previous Gemara, that we're not talking about a third of your money, but we're talking about a third of your assets. That we look at the assets, kula basic. Majma da fido the mitzvah overis. Even for a mitzvah overis, called Esther Gesupka, there's a chiyuv, and if you miss it, you miss it, because it's only for 7 days. You don't have to give even a third of your money. Right? He picks Esrog and Lulav, the Sukkah, because those are mitzvah berachos. It's interesting. Rashi picked, for some strange reason, Lulav, Tzitzis, and Sefer Torah, which is a little strange why he picked Sefer Torah. Lulav is in mitzvah, okay? Tzitzis is maybe ovaris. I don't know if it's ovaris or not. I mean, every day is a separate mitzvah, but still it's not, you can do it tomorrow. So it's like quasi ovaris.
Also, what? Also, I mean, like, if you're not wearing the beged, really, you're right, not
a mitzvah cubis, yes.
Again, you're not obligated not to wear the beged. I mean, there's no, and that's a big shy when we do Yavamas, but I'm saying that they come out is that you're not obligated not to wear a beged. You're wearing the beged, you have an obligation now to have tzitzis on it. So it's not just overis. You're not fulfilling that which you're commanded to do right now.
So you could go ahead and just not wear the beged, he's saying, that would avoid, you would be over on the bito mitzvah overis. So that's true. You know, you have a way to avoid being over on the bito mitzvah overis. But the Rajma wants to point out Afilo Mitzvah Veres, so he picks Esrog and Sukkah. Is that Tema? Heich Nosnu Domim the Mitzvah Veres. In other words, how did Chazal give a price? In other words, it seems that they're saying you don't have to spend more than a third. As if it's the mitzvah is not worth a third of your wealth. How can you give a price to a mitzvah? A mitzvah is priceless. So you should be obligated to spend more than a third of your money for a mitzvah. How can Chazal give a limit how much money you're obligated to spend on a mitzvah? Now, it's interesting. He doesn't ask this kasha on the next piece of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara, in the same way we mentioned yesterday, there are two sugyas in the sugya, both very interesting. One sugya, how much you spend on a mitzvah, and two, how much you spend on a hiddur mitzvah. The Rajma doesn't ask this kasha on the next sugya, but the Gemara gives a price to a hiddur mitzvah, and he doesn't ask, where does the Gemara give a price to a hiddur mitzvah? So it's a chiyuv to do a hiddur mitzvah. Why is there a price? That he doesn't ask. Apparently, we're going to have to be ma'ayin in that. Why? Where does that price come from? And obviously, the Rajma's answer is not going to work for there, because it's not true over there. So, but he's asking here, where does the price of a third of your money come from mitzvah overis? Because of arriving, k'day shlo yavu l'day oni, v'yavu asmo al tzibur. So if you stop here, it sounds like he's saying, because we don't want yavu asmo al tzibur. V'sham ruzav, asle shabbos socho, about the side of Brias. He came on Romavaze, Vayavaze, Yaser, and Chaimesh. Then he explained, Shaoine Gemisa. So apparently, it's not like I thought he's adding this point, Shaoine Gemisa. Apparently, it's not just that because Ayapu Asmo Awat Sibor. It's because Yapu Asmo Awat Sibor. I mean, I'm not sure. In other words, it seems, right? In other words, it's just, the rabbi says, k'day shlo yavu de oni. The yapu asmo al tzibur. So why does he add yapu asmo al tzibur? He already said, yavu de oni.
Maybe the way that the Chazal did this was by saying that this oni is considered misa, and that the motivation, though, was the first part. But the sort of like, right, the tzura of the takana, we'll call it,
okay, but but can I just repeat the question before we get, you're getting a complicated answer. Surans, in other words, the end of the Rajba, he says, Shaoni Kamisa, sounds like the problem is that the reason why you're potter is because you're not obligated to get killed for a mitzvah. If that's the case, so he should have just said, because of arriving, Kadesha Yavra de Oni, and only Kamisa. There's no reason to bring in Yapu Asma Al Tzibur. We don't,
And then the famous gazelle.
What?
Our Bach Hashub and Kemes, and one of them is an Ani.
I can't hear you.
Four of them are considered like a mace.
Right.
Categories of people.
Right.
Right, Mithaira, et cetera, and then one of them is an Ani.
Person. Right, and the Rashba says only Kemisa. No, I'm just saying that the Lashon of the Ravid does, what the Ravid should have just said, Kadesh lo yavri de only, and then we should cross out the next few words and just say, and what he says later, Sha'oni Kemisa, because you'll become an Oni, and if an Oni is Misa, there's no, why you emphasize, in other words, by bringing in Yatso Atra at Sibur, it sounds like that what we don't want is not that we don't want the Oni. It sounds like from the Raivis Lashon, it's Mashma that theoretically being an Oni per se is not so terrible. It's what we don't want is Yapo Asra at Sibur. It's the Yapo at Sibur that we don't want. Kadesh Yavari the Oni, which in itself is not so terrible. Yeah, but that's a bad thing. But then at the end he says, "Shall only Kemisa." So it sounds like the problem is the Oni.
Right, but it can't literally mean that because we say for a losa, say you do have to give up all your money.
I know that too. I didn't get there yet.
But that's the next step.
What?
The Rashba, he says the next step, right? It's Amish.
Right. Okay. So
he only seems to be saying the svara of Kemisa when it's Mavazir's Yosem Chomesh, but
right. Yes,
he's not. But you know, it could be that that's not necessarily the reason by by Asay Shabbat Chachol Be'al Tistar Chabrios. That's sorry. I'm sorry. By Kedet, you know, it could be that that's only in terms of going above and beyond, you know, then
a fifth is if we're talking about here, a fifth or a third. A third is even
a fifth is talking about Meiser, right? It's talking about going above your Meiser obligation. That's like above and beyond regular obligation.
Okay, so it's saying, but he's apparently applying it to mitzvahs, and it just like it says, you're not supposed to spend the fifth for a stock up. So he's applying it.
He's not applying it to the obligation. What? He's not applying it to the basic obligation. The basic obligation is when you say that Yapalatma Latzibur.
But only by a third. A third is included in a fifth. I mean, a third is more than a fifth. So he said, Kedei, the reason why you don't have to pay a third, Kedei Shula Yavala De Alni, Yapalatma Latzibur. So it sounds like I'm just not sure what the nekuda, the point is of the Ravid.
Maybe you're a poor person because you're Sistar Chabrios.
If I would have stopped after the Apoz on Tzibur and Asay Shabbos Chachol about the Sistar Chabrios, it sounds like the nekuda is that there's something that we don't want. The Apoz on Tzibur is a bad thing. It's some kind of negative, and in order to avoid the negative of Yapo Atzmal Tzibur, we say better give up the mitzvah than have Yapo Atzmal Tzibur. But then the Rashba's last words, Sha'oni Kemisa, it sounds like that the Nikuda is not so much that we don't want Yapo Atzmal Tzibur, it's that we don't want the Misa. Okay, then let me keep on going because
why can't we say Yapal Atzmal Tzibur is the Madrega which makes it Kemisa?
Because I don't know. It you could say whatever. It just
no. But I'm saying it seems to be saying that the Ravid says because you're Yapal Tzibur. He says Kemisa, so according to me, he's saying it means the same thing.
Today Shalom Yavo Liday Oni. The Yapo Atzibur doesn't sound like it's describing the Oni. He already said Oni.
No, that's a result. Oni doesn't automatically have to be Mapo Atzmal Atzibur. That's just a natural result of what a person.
Right. So I think that's you're agreeing with me. That Yapo Atzmal Atzibur is a result of the Oni. So it's not a cautious, it's not an adjective describing the Oni. It's telling you what Kadesh Lo Yavo La Oni, and what's so terrible if a guy becomes an Oni? Yapo Atzmal Atzibur.
The Busha.
But then later, he says
it's the busha. That's one svara.
Okay, it's maybe busha. So Yaakov Asra Tzibur is what makes it only Kamisa.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's a possibility. I hear. You're saying that the reason why it's only Chashev Kemes is because you have to get from the Tzibur and it's the busha. Okay, maybe. I'm not sure, but okay.
Are we learning that, did he quote the part about Misa is also from the Ravid? Is that correct? Because he says, Mikol Makom Lo Kamisa Mamish Amar Harav?
I assume so. I don't have the Ravid in front of me, but yes,
that's what the
Ravid
says.
Yes, I have a Ravid here. I can look it up, but I think so. Okay, let's keep on reading in the Rajba. I have a Ravid. I think the Ravid, it's in the Ravid.
Right. The Ravid doesn't even initially make the point of Yaakov Asra al Tzibur. He just says the Star of Labrius.
Okay, let's get the
Ravid. Is the difference between Yitzarech Labrius and Yaakov Asra al Tzibur?
Yitzarech is more focused on him, meaning that he's going to be Yitzarech to be. It's more like it's more about him. He becomes needy of other people.
And Yapil means that Tzibur is going to have to support him.
Yapil means he throws himself upon the Tzibur. It's more like I'm just saying it's starry more some is mispoil. It's more like his becoming. It's about the
it's his poil.
His poil, right? Exactly. As opposed to the action of Mapil al Tzibur being the problem, it's more focused on the Yitzarech.
Yeah, okay, maybe can I just read the Ravid's Lashon? V'yesh lomer ad ki. I don't know what that means. Shelo yavo lidei ani v'yitzarech lebrius. Kimo she'amra mevazei v'yivazei v'yoser mechomesh shema ya'ani v'yapil atzma al Tzibur. Ukimo Shamro Ase Shabbos Kachov Ab Tistarech Lebrius. The Ani Kimiso. Okay, so he does say it's pretty much the same Lashon. Okay, so let's keep on reading. But the Ani Kimisa is the conclusion. So I think Rav Meltzer is suggesting that Yaakov Asra al Tzibur is not because we don't want to burden the Tzibur. The poor Tzibur, but you're saying a Yaakov Asra al Tzibur, and that's what makes him Ani Kamisa. That's a push-up shot. A Yaakov Asra al Tzibur means because we feel bad for the Tzibur. We don't want the Tzibur to have such a burden. But you're saying, no, it's not the focus is on the Tzibur. The focus is on him. Okay, could be. So then says the Raj, so that's the end of the writing. When we call a call, Lo Kamisa Mamish Amar Rav. So the Rajba says, the Rav here means the Ravid. Don't misinterpret the Ravid to think the Ravid means Misa Mamish. Sho Amru Edem Mitzvah's Essay, Mishav El Tasa. In other words, it's only by a Mitzvah's Essay where you're being over it through Shev El Tasa. Avo Mitzvah's Losa Zafino Komamaino. In other words, so the Rajba is telling you, Alochan Amaisa. That for a losa say, where you'll be over a bekuva, apparently it's not really whether it's an essay or a losa say. Criteria is whether you're being over kumba say or shevel tase. So if you're being over on the avera, bekuva say, so then you have to give all your memaino. But if you're being over with a shevel tase, so then that's where the Ravid is talking, that's where our Gemara is talking. So if it would be Mamish, Chashev Kemesa, so then even for Elosa's sake, because Elosa is also Pater from Misa, because El Chayim and Eloshi Yamazem. So it must be, whether he said, Shani Kemesa, Lo Kemesa Mamish. So the $1 million Shaida, which is pretty obvious, is what's the Shaida?
Where do you draw the line?
If it's not Kamisa, then what's the, how does it permit Bidim?
Right. In other words, what's the Heter? The Ravid, how did the Ravid answer his question? The Ravid asked the question, a mitzvah is priceless, right? And the Ravid himself, he says that the Farish. The Ravid says, a mitzvah achas chashuva kol mimayno. A mitzvah intrinsically is priceless. So why should Chazal give a shir to a mitzvah? You should be obligated. A mitzvah is chiyuvis. You should have to spend all your money. Says the Ravid in answer. So the way is that, okay, only chashuv kemisa. So that I understood because there's a pasuk of a chai behem velo sheyamis behem. And therefore, there's a even though maybe it's not necessarily logical, there's a p'tur. I mean, why is sukkah p'tur if it's mitzayir? It's a Torah says so. Torah gives you a p'tur, then you have a p'tur. So the Torah, even though a mitzvah is priceless, and logically in svara you should have to give all your money for a mitzvah, but since there's a pasuk, that's what I would have said. He's answering. Since there's a pasuk of a chai behem below sheyamis behem, and only choshev kemisa, so maybe you're potter. But now comes along the Rashba, and he says, no, but the Ravid didn't mean misa mamish, because it's really not, it will be misa mamish, then you'd be potter from a losa say too. So it's not misa mamish. So if it's not misa mamish, that means it's not included in the pasuk of Achai Behem Velo Sheyamis Behem. So then the kasha comes back. So the Rashba never succeeded in answering his question. Right? It's Mamish, a plea of the Rashba. How did the Ravid, according to the Rashba, answer his question?
Maybe he's not talking about it in the sense he's not talking about Mamish. He's talking about the fact that the level of burden is going to be on him, and therefore to do one mitzvah to cause that he's going to be like Mamish, like an onion on the tzibur, for one mitzvah it's not worth it because he's going to end up hurting himself even more so. So therefore, to hurt himself that much, we're not going to say he should go do a proactive action which he could just do Shabbat Taisa. And in order to hurt him that much, is going to be mistarch the seber, and then he's not going to be able to do other mitzvahs lechara. There'll be other effects on him. But I'm saying it's showing the level it's going to affect him, and he uses a tzior of ani like mace, but it's not like mamish like misa, as he's saying. It's just a tzior to show how far he has to push himself, because no matter everything you do, he could say the very mitzvah. So he'll do three mitzvahs in his life, and then that's it. He's done. He can't do anything else because he doesn't have any money. He's living on the tzior. He can't do it, you know, a little of an esrog nest here. He can't whatever, et cetera. He's just totally famished. So...
Okay, I hear it. Let me hear someone else, and then I'll try and summarize, because I hear. Yeah, what, anyone else?
Why can't we ask the other way? Of course it's not Kemes Mamish. I mean, if it's Kemes Mamish, then the whole thing is irrelevant. Why does he have to go to Los Asis?
Why is it, of course, it's not Kemes Mamish? Why not? It's Chazal say... Shlosha choshev,
then the question wouldn't be any of these financial things of giving extra. The question is, you know, it's not the big three. You don't give up your life. B'chai behem. I don't have to go to Los Asis to prove that.
No. I don't follow. If it wouldn't be for this Gemara of Los Asis, I would say that Los Asis also are potter. To give up your money because it's Chashev Kemeis. So he has to, there's a big saying Chashev Kemeis. So it's included in the Pasuk of the Chai Behem Velo Sheyamis Behem. So maybe I would say Losa Say Su. So that's why he's saying that's not true.
On the whole premise that we assumed initially that it's because he's like a mace, yeah, that he would be Potter, Chai Behem Velo Sheyamis Behem. So a person who has no children would also be potter from the mitzvahs?
No, but he's bringing about that by doing the mitzvah, he's bringing about that he's going to be amazed. And only if you bring them
through the mitzvah.
Through the mitzvah. Right? In other words, if through the mitzvah you would cause you don't have children, maybe in Achinami, that would have been the Havamina. Maybe that is true even. Pashas, that would be true. If you have to do a mitzvah and in order to do that mitzvah, it's going to cause you to become sterile, and you're not going to be able to get any children. So I don't know. I would think that according to the Ravid's gedder, just like you don't do a mitzvah because only chashuv kemeis, and therefore you're potter. So if the mitzvah would cause you to become sterile and you wouldn't have any children, maybe ain't achinami, it'd be the same thing, you know? I don't know. Could be.
Maybe the vart here is that there is a bechina of misa here. Now it may not be a bechina of misa that it's begetter v'chayvehem, but al kopanim it's something that in svara can't be that you're chayv to do that to yourself, meaning that you're bringing it, you're causing yourself to come into a situation where you're going to be unikames like that, like doing that to yourself, like that you're mechuyev to do a bechina of misa to yourself in svara lechazal is something you're not mechuyev to do.
Okay, why?
I mean, I guess I'm trying to say is in understanding the concept of v'chayvehem, and I don't need to say it's from the mechayev of v'chayvehem, but at the very least, the idea of the concern for life, the fact that in doing this to yourself is mazik yourself in a bechina of chayim, it's mistaber to chazal that you're not mechuyev b'kumba say to go ahead and do such.
And you get that from v'chayvehem?
I'm not sure if it's informed from v'chai b'hem. Again, there's a svara chitzon of v'chai b'hem. This, I mean, this, and of course, toes sheet is toes the stam. The svara chitzon is v'chai b'hem. But I'm saying that to go ahead and do that to yourself, to cause yourself such a harm, that it's not the stam or the chazal that you should be required to do such to yourself.
Okay, so let me say I'm here too.
Maybe one other possibility, which I think would be very chaser, but. The Rabbanon have the power to be Okar Dover Menat Torah B'Shavi Al Tasa. And like Rabbi said, the Rashba makes a point. He doesn't split it as a say versus losa say, splits it Shavi Al Tasa versus Kumba say. So maybe everything he's saying is the rationale for why the Rabbanon would say you're not Mechayev to do this.
What's motivating the Rabbanon?
Ja'ani Kameis.
But it's not Kameis.
It's quiet. It's close to Kameis.
What about the first part, the Yitzarach Lebriah?
Why would Rabbanon, maybe the Torah doesn't consider you enough kameis to pater you, why would Rabbanon be motivated to make you pater?
Because like, Yitzarach Lebriah.
What do they have an agenda? They have an agenda, they want to make you pater from mitzvahs.
Maybe because Yitzarach Lebriah. Right. The first part, there was another question.
Let me try and say over the different structures. So it sounds like I'm not going to necessarily say like I say a little different, you know, but it's very close. To there are two different. I hear two structures on the table, on the floor. One structure is that what the you know there is it what the Rashba is saying is the Rashba said Sha'ani can make Misa. We would think it means Misa comes along the Rashba and says. Lo kamisa mamish means don't get misread the Ravid. The Ravid didn't really mean kamisa. It was he just was getting a little carried away. He didn't mean misa. It has nothing to do with misa. The Ravid knows it's not misa. It's not misa. The Ravid is just trying to say that it's a very bad thing to be an ani. Of course, it's not misa. If it would be Misa, then you'd be Pater from Elosa, say. It's almost like Misa. It's a little bit, it's close. He was just, the Ravid was just dramatizing. So sometimes when you dramatize, you go a little overboard. That's what the Raj was saying. But even though he says it's Misa, love Misa Mamish. Is that Mamisa? It's close to Misa. And what really the Ravid meant to say is nothing to do with the Ptur of Achaibem. Because the Ptur of Achaibahem is only by Misa. And this is not Misa Mamish. It's a Mrs. Achaibahem, because it's not really Misa. What the Ravid just means to say that since it's very terrible, it's a terrible thing, and it's close to Misa, so somehow or another, Misvara Denafshe, we know that you don't have to do it for a mitzvah's essay, for a, you know, become I say, you don't have to do it, right? And it has nothing to do with Misa. The Ravid could have just as well left out those words, Sha'oni Kamisa. He could have said, Sha'oni Rama'od. It would have been the exact same thing. And that's really what the Ravid means. The Ravid means, he really just means to say that only is very bad, is very painful, it's a terrible thing. And that's what when the Ravid said only kamisa, he meant it's so bad that it's almost like Misa. Of course, it's not Misa, but it's almost Misa. It's just trying to say that only is a really, really bad thing. And since it's a really bad thing, Misfarad de Nafshe, we know that you don't have to do it to get a mitzvah sase.
So Lachor, that would be supported by the fact that he says
Yapil,
no?
Let me say the two structures. Okay. That's one structure. The other structure that I hear people are saying is no. If the rabbi said only kamisa, he meant only kamisa. And obviously the tour is predicated on the fact that it is Misa. And now the Rajba is qualifying that even though he said it's only Gemisa, and it's not Misa Mamish. What does that mean? It's one of our Megabis. That when it comes to Mitzvah's essay, somehow or another, it's considered Gemisa. Now, if it would be Misa Mamish, so then it would be Misa Bane for Mitzvah's essay, Bane for Mitzvah's Lo's essay. But this is not Gemisa Mamish. So when it comes to Mitzvah's essay, we can view it as Misa, and we can give you the Psor of Achai Behem and Al Shiyamas Behem, because you could view it as Misa. It is close. It is in the ballpark or whatever of Oni Gemisa. But when it comes to those essays, we don't view it as Gemisa. So the Psor is really predicated on only Gemisa. In other words, those are two different ways of saying it. The first way of saying it is the Torah has absolutely nothing to do with only Gemisa, because it's really not Misa. It's less than Misa. When the rabbi said only Gemisa, he was only exaggerating. It was a slight exaggeration. And the Torah has nothing to do with Misa. The Torah is the fact that it's a very bad thing. And the second shot is no. Of course, if the rabbi said only Gemisa, then that's obviously the Ptur. The Ptur is predicated on Misa. Except that how come the guy Yelosa says you're Chayiv? Teretz is because the Gabi Losa says we're not saying only Gemisa, and it's only Gemisa. Well, in other words, when by essays, we look at it. In other words, this is a lumnisha Misa, so it's not a real Misa. So not a real Misa, we don't always look at a Misa. It depends the Gabi what. Sometimes we look at it as Misa, and sometimes we don't look at it as Misa. It's a lumnisha Misa. So a lumnisha Misa, you're allowed to be to say sometimes yes and sometimes no. Because it depends, like if you want, whether you want to wear your lumdisha glasses or not, you know. Right. I think those are basically the two structures. So, what do you people think? Not that I am.
The fact that he adds in the Yapil Atzmo Letzibur would seem to lend itself towards the fact that he's trying to build a dramatic effect. Because if it was just a lumdisha thing, then perhaps you wouldn't say it, unless you say the other thing that Yapil is the reason why he considered Ani Meis, but like why he's telling us a separate shir and what the reason why Ani is Meis, he's throwing that in a year, Stamazai, like, so the fact that he says the Yapil Atzmo.
We know you have a Nagia, that was your pshat.
I just said against my pshat.
No, I thought that was with for you.
I said the Yapil could be the reason, but Lachara.
But you also said that this chat that when he said Misa, he doesn't mean Misa.
You're right, but I don't think you can say. I don't think you could say both. I think I'm stuck.
All right.
In defense of the pshat, the fact that it doesn't mamish mean it, I think you can use the fact that it says Yapil, and Lachara, it's more likely that he's just building the case. This is a really serious thing, what's going on here, and rather than saying you have to say that.
Okay, I hear. I don't know though. Okay, anyone else has an opinion on this matter?
So what about the rayas? What about all the rayas that he brings? Does that need alumnus of does that need a real Misa?
That's what we're question is, because the rabbi's question is, how did Chazal give a price to a mitzvah? So just because it says Asay Shabbos Lechol without the Star Kabrias, it's not such a great raya because I don't know if it's over there. I don't know. Are you not giving up? Are you giving up a mitzvah? I don't know what you're doing for Asay Shabbos Lechol. You're missing out on Einik Shabbos. I'm not sure.
Or Shabbos.
What that exact mitzvah over there is.
Because
Kid Yayin, I think you do have to go ask for staka. So there's a gather here that you don't have to ask for staka. I don't know what that is. I don't know. But that's such a, that for sure doesn't tell you doesn't even tell you anything. That doesn't answer the question. The question is why? So just quoting another Gemara, because it said there also Yapa Tzibor, the Ravid adds. It says there Shema Yani Yapa Tzibor. I don't know.
I mean, the fact that the Ravid is as brought in the Rashba and also in the Ran and Sukkah, the fact that he says Sheha Oni is Kamisa, like he's coming to conclude for what reason Yitzarach Labrius or Yapalats and Sibur, for what reason is this something that's Docha the Essay? Because Sheha Oni Kamisa, like he's making a point of that. He's not, we already know that it's bad. He already described the fact that it's bad as Yitzarach Labrius, it's Yapalats and Sibur. Like for what reason did he make that next step of Sheha Oni?
His question was, why should this be Mevato Mitzvah? So he wants to highlight how terrible it is.
He already explained the terrible of it. He already said that you're Yitzarach Labrius and you're Mapal Asmal and Sibur. Like, what does he need to say? Like, he already described what it is. He's just giving us Musar about what it is.
Because he wants to make it clear how bad it is.
But then he should have said that to begin with. He's saying that after all the riots, what's the Taich in all this? The Taich in all this is Sha'oni Kamisa.
Okay, you can say it. I don't think it's going to be that's a riot book riot. Maybe it's a point. Okay. Anyway,
I just point out, I don't know if this means anything. The Shita quotes the Ravid.
Yeah.
And he doesn't put in the point of Oni Kamisa.
He doesn't put that in there in the Ravid and the Shita's quoting the Ravid. No, that is very interesting.
And the Ravid, how we have it, doesn't have the Sheha Oni Kamisa. He has Oni Kamisa.
Oni Kamisa, that's our Ravid has it in there, yes.
With a Vav, though, he's not like an overall tight. He's just adding another Raya that it's bad. Sheha Oni Kamisa, it's another Raya.
The Shita quotes the Ravid and he's an out?
Yeah.
I mean, can I? I learned a lesson just not to trust people, if you don't mind. So let me just look. Let me just look and see if you're right.
The Ran and Sukkah quotes the line and he says, "Bipnei Sheha Oni Kamisa."
Yeah. The mitzvah that says kashin if he ate some of the mitzvahs, the eich yachol lomar shall yikna lula v'estra get a kdekat v'kach, umi sam lahem damim, v'la mitzvah achas toshav kol memayno, v'yei shlomar ad kdei shlo yavri de oni, k'vi starech v'vriyas. Moshe Amru, I'm a vase, vayuvase, yaser mechaimish. You know, Amru, Adam, the mitzvahs, esse, mishevi, altas, and mitzvahs also say, Fino, call Mamino, the Rajba. Okay, so you are right that the Ravid, as quoted in the Shita, definitely doesn't mention the point of Misa. Okay. I was definitely not inclined to think that way. I was inclined that the Ravid mentioned Misa, and especially like Shamir said, that's his last words, you know, his last dying words, the Ravid, is that only Chashek Misa, that's in the Kuda. But I agree that the fact that the Shita quotes the Ravid without it, does sound like that's not the Iker. Okay, I'm not 100% sure if that's, you know, proof.
But the fact that the Rashba adds in the Mikomakom, the fact that Rashba says the Mikomakom means that he's telling us that it's...
Okay, I don't know. I don't
and just to point out that Shita is quoting the Rashba too. So, I mean, but just as an aside, Lamaisa, the Ron uses an even stronger language in inciting the Rive, and he says, in everything that's Mipnei Sha'oni Kamisa.
Okay, but they're saying they're attaching out the Nay that it's such a terrible thing.
I know, but Kamisa,
it doesn't mean, it just means it's such a horrible tragedy. So that mean that's
true, but say theoretically the Shita may disagree with that. I'm just pointing out there may be a machlokas in Shat and the Rive.
Where is this Ron that you're quoting?
It's a Ron in the Dapia Rif Test Zionim et Aleph in Sukkah.
Oh, it's in Sukkah. And he also quotes this Rive.
Correct.
Okay, so we got maybe we should continue weiter, but I would leave it hanging. So it needs a little research. So we have like this. We have a very nice chakira in Pshat and the Rad, in Pshat and the Ravid, and it's a pretty yisaitistic ashayda because it's the basic point of the sugya. The sugya puts down a point that there's a shear for a mitzvah. So the shayla is, why is there a share of the mitzvah? So we have two suggestions. One is because it's such a, the Chazal understood that it's such a horrendous thing and you're just not obligated to put yourself into such a tremendous thing. It's just a svara. Or, which to me is a little funny because again, we just said a mitzvah, you know, you should have a serious nevis for a mitzvah. You know, a mitzvah is priceless. So what if it's horrendous? But a mitzvah is even more precious. Or the other Shabbasa bill, but that is definitely the way it's mashed from the Shita. I agree. I have to admit. And the other way is saying that there's a din in the Torah that Einis Kamisa and only is Pater Min HaMitzvahs. And the Rashba, and that's obviously how the Rashba in a certain sense understood the Ravid. And just what Rashba is saying is become a Goloka Misa Mamish. He doesn't mean to change the whole Pshat and the Rashba. He's just saying, even though Pshat and the Rashba is the same as I thought he's saying, but it's Loka Misa Mamish and it's only considered Misa by Mitzvah's essay, not by the Osa Sefer. Okay, I don't know.
Fact that he brings from Chomish from Ani, why would you know, if you would just look at that point by itself, we wouldn't say that the reason you can't get more than Chomish for Meiser is because of the fact that an Ani is, we would say it's because of the fact, it doesn't make sense that you should give so much tzedakah that you're going to become Nisparnis, you have to be Nisparnis from tzedakah.
Okay.
So the fact that he quotes that, Lahar would lean towards the first Pshat, no?
No. Not necessarily, because maybe that's why he adds the Ani Chashiv Kameis, to explain himself, that don't be misled, that it's not that shot, but it's because it's explaining himself with the Ani Chashiv Kameis.
He's
doing steps.
He's building steps. He's building case.
Yeah. Rabbi, doesn't Lagabe sound just in Svar very difficult here? Because I thought Lagabe, when we say it, is usually regarding two different matters that you could view it through a different Lamdisha lens. Here, we're talking about poverty, someone's an undi. The context of what's different is on what's the other side of it. But it's hard for me to hear that legabe an assay versus legabe losis, they were going to view it one way or another.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I could hear that. Okay.
Say you need a heter, meaning you're acting in violation. You need a heter. Only heter is v'chai behem. This doesn't to say bechia. This is v'chai behem. We can't say bechia. This is v'chai behem. But on the other extreme, to say that it's imperative upon you to do this, to that extent, it is lacking in life.
Okay. Right. So, okay. I don't know. I don't know. Let's go further. As long as we got the Rashba, let's read the next Rashba. I don't know. I didn't really tell the guys to do it, but as long as it's open and I got 10 minutes left, let me read the next Rashi, Rajba. But I'll leave this unclear. I don't know. I really don't know. Achshid mishalom mikad derech mishal kol baruch hu kloimar. Achshlish noisein umoisi b'ayram hazeh mishalom. In the first shlish, you're spending your money in this world. V'notos karbam abba. So it's mishalom means that you're losing out in this world because it's coming out off your cheshbon, because you're spending your money in this world and you're not going to get it back in this world, except you'll get it back in olam haba. The schar mitzvah b'ayam aleka. Abba mikad ve'enef. Eno moitzi mishalom. Eno mishal kosh baruch hu. Shehu yazmin lo revach miyad. Hashem will pay you back. Ain't no mighty Mishalom, enemy shall call it Baruch. Shu Yasmin no Rabach Miyad Akash Baruch. Is this the same as Rashi or is this different than Rashi? Is this the same as Tosfos? Is this Rashi says, Ad Shlish Mishalom. Dainu also shnisha yaitim hither mitta mishalohu. She'eno nifelo bechayim. Kedami and ayom lasaisem velo ayom nito scharam. Began the erech mashi yaitim hither yaiser al shlish yifelo akosh baruchu bechayim. Then the Rajban Taisa says, Aj Mishal Kosh Baruch Hu, Oko Perth Beolam Hazeh, Vakaren Kayem Es Ola Olam Haba. Okay, so what do you people think? The Rajban is a little bit clearer than Rashi. I think that what the Rajba says was fitting to Rashi, but does the Rajba sound like the same as the Tosfos, or he sounds a little different?
I think it sounds different. He's not saying that it's within payros. He's saying that in reality, you know, you're supposed to get $100,000 this year. Yeah. So anything you spend up to a shlish, yeah, you're actually taking it from your income. Anything above that is not from what was decreed upon you to have as an income. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it back to you, but not as a reward, not as payroll, not as care, not as anything. He's going to replace it.
Right. I'm going to agree with you. I think that is the mashmos. In other words, this is not, it's not mashma like Tosfos. It's not mashma like I was reading Rashi either, but this could be what Rashi meant. In other words, Tosfos is saying that it means that so Paris is a form of reward. Means you get like double reward. You get reward in this world and you get rewarded in Olam Haba. And the reward in this world doesn't come off your reward in Olam Haba. But he sounds like a different concept. You're right. His concept. In other words, it's like you have an expense account. You're not spending your own money. You didn't spend your own money. You spent like Hakadosh Baruch Hu's money.
Right. Matching funds, charity accounts. You're up to third, and he pays the rest.
It sounds like what we said by, you know, that if you, no matter how much money you spend for Shabbos, it doesn't come off your kol mizonosav. You know, it's nigzar chutzpin when you spend on Shabbos. So it sounds like this is the same gather that it doesn't come off your. In other words, it's a different part. The part is that Hashem, you're not spending your own money.
They all have to read the Gemara, right? Rashi and Tosas, so I would have said, I didn't know how they fit into the Lashon of the Gemara. So he was helping us fit into the Lashon of the Gemara, that this is Mishalo, this is Mishal Kadesh Baruch Hu. Would you say that Rashi and Tosas don't read the Gemara like that? How do they read the Gemara?
I don't know. According to Tosas, I don't know. Mishal Kadesh Baruch Hu.
It just means Hashem's going to shower you with reward.
Yeah.
What's Mishalo versus Mishal Kadesh Baruch Hu? Mishalo means you're not getting reward? Well, why is Mishalo mean no reward?
Gabby, this world, you're not getting any reward. Yes, you're just coming out losing.
You're not going to get the money back. It's Mishalo in the sense that you're losing the money.
That's exactly what he's saying then. So you're putting it into the rat. That's the Rashba.
The difference is that in Tosas, the reason why you get back the money, you know, what Sandy said, he said very nicely that there are two different ways you can get back the money. According to the way Tosas says it, you're getting back the money, b'tayres payres, because you're getting a reward. So you get a reward, so the reward is payres, so your reward that you're gonna get at Eilam Hazeh is greater than what your mistama, it's also greater than what you spent. In other words, you're getting payres. In other words, it's a great investment. You get reward in Eilam Haba, and you get reward in Eilam Hazeh. And when Hashem gives reward, maybe he'll give you for your investment of $10, you'll get rewarded on Olam Haba maybe $1,000. Besides Olam Haba, you know, it doesn't necessarily, equal. It just Hashem is giving you reward in Olam Haba and Olam Haba. So you're great. You're great off. You're getting, but the way the Rashba says it, that it doesn't sound like Hashem giving you reward. Schar mitzvah b'ayam aleka. We're still working with schar mitzvah b'ayam aleka. But it's just that since you spend the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Rashba, it would sound like according to the Rashba, you're only going to get an item as at what you spent, right? How much? The amount that you spent. In other words, it's a different concept. You have an expense account. So you never spent any money. Whatever you spent, Hashem pays you back. It's a different part. Tosas is saying you're being foolish not to do it because Hashem's going to give you reward in this world. When Hashem gives you reward, that's going to be much greater than what you spent. Hashem's going to reward you. It pays. You know, you're working, you have a rich, you know the fundraising business. You go ahead and you send a donor a box of candy. Yeah, we got nothing to show, right? It costs us how much a box of candy costs? $5. And why do we do it? Because we're hoping that you give him $5, he'll give you back $500, right? He's not paying for the candy. He's giving you, there's no direct correlation because of what you gave him, what he's giving you back. You're just, you know, you're doing a mitzvah by giving him, showing that you like him. And then because you like him, he pays you back. But the Rashba is saying a different sphere. The Rashba is saying that that's what Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have an expense account, right? Rashba sounds like he's saying something like the Rishiva used to always say. And I'm sure you people know what Rishiva used to say, that we say in Rosh Hashanah, Zechreina l'chaim, Menachoves l'chaim, V'kosveinu v'sefer l'chaim, L'man chalokim chaim. So he used to quote, I don't remember who, maybe Rabbi Yisrael, I don't remember. What was Rabbi Yisrael? That the mancha means that since we're living for doing mitzvahs and for doing our bat zayro or doing mitzvahs in general, so mimeda everything should be on an expense account. So the mancha, it shouldn't come off our cheshbon. It's an expense account. We don't make it. It shouldn't be that we have to pay for our mitzvahs to get it. It's on your account. So and not only that won't be on expense, but the business has an expense account. You can. The business will fly you first class also because they have the business expense account. Sometimes it's better than your own expense account. But it's a different part. It's that the I'm dipping into the expense account, right? Rashi, you see, this makes me happier than I would rather put the Rashbas into Rashi than the Tosis into Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say a word about Peiris. Mashem Yosef Eder Yosef Alshnis Yifrelo Akash Baruch Hu. Yifrelo Akash Baruch Hu. See, if Rashi's talking about Schar, so then, like Tosis, so then it's a little funny. Why did he only talk about Yifrelo Akash Baruch Hu Bechayev? He's going to be Yifrelo Bechayev, and it'll be Yifrelo Lachar Misa. But if Rashi is discussing the expense account, so then it's very nice that Rashi only discusses Bechayev, because the expense account is only in Chayev.
Except in Rashi, Rashi could be meaning a different year, for example. The Rash Belchar means right away if you got 100,000.
Okay, that's true. But I'm just saying that what bothered me yesterday in Rashi is that Rashi only says Yifrelo Bechayev. He doesn't talk about the Yifrelo Lachar Misa. Taitis talks about both. So I'm saying if Rashi, in Taitis that we're discussing Schar, we're in the world of Schar, so then it would be a good diak. Why does Rashi only discuss the Schar of Olam Hazeh and not Olam Haba? Why does Rashi leave out the Schar of Olam Haba? He should say, Yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechayev Ula Lachar Misa. But if Rashi's in the world of the Rashba, that we're not discussing Schar, even in Olam Hazeh, we're not discussing Schar. We're discussing an expense account. So there's only an expense account in Olam Hazeh. Schar mitzvah b'hai amalek. We already said that. So Rashi said that in the previous Rashi, that the Schar is an Olam Haba, period. The Yifrelo b'Olam Hazeh, because it's a different cheshbon. It's that's not our Schar. That's also your that already fits nicely into Rashi. Yeah, in the first Rashi, there's no schar. And now in the second Rashi, he's saying, even though there's no schar, Yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechayev on some expense account.
Yeah, but in the previous Rashi, he uses the word Ein Nifra Loi Bechayev. He uses the same word Nifra, but over there he's talking about reward with the word Nifra.
Yeah, that's true.
I think yesterday we were trying to say that pshat in Rashi of this Rosh Hashanah idea, and the fact that the first Rashi says schar seems to throw you away from the main point. The main point is whether it's the ikkar part of the mitzvah, and therefore that's part of your cash account, I guess. And then anything extra comes from Hashem's from that account. But now that the Rashba mentions it in these other words, it sounds like you could fit it back into the Rashi a little better.
Okay, you have a good point. I see. Okay, so I'm a little bit, I'm not sure, Rashi.
Can I say over Mr. Gold's question?
Yeah, he's saying that when Rashi says in the second Rashi, Yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechayev, he's not discussing Schar, because he already said in the previous Rashi that Schar mitzvah hayom la'sosam v'lo yom lito scharam. That's the same thing as saying Schar mitzvah hayom alekah. And that applies in all cases, even by more than shlish. Hayom la'sosam v'lo mocher nekabel schar. Hayom la'sosam v'lo nekabel schar. And you don't get peiris in this world. You don't get peiris is only a pashut shot. The fact that Yoichol Peresayim B'Olam Hazeh is only by mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's what the general, in other words, Taisus is very strange. Why should this mitzvah be different than every other mitzvah? There's some very big mitzvahs in the Torah, and you don't get Peres in Olam Hazeh. So the normal pshat is that the only time you get Peres in Olam Hazeh is a special thing if it's mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, because there's a midah k'neged midah. But if it's not mitzvah ben adam lechaveiro, it makes no difference. It could be the most gigantic mitzvah in the world. You don't get schar in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai amalek. So in Taisus, it's very strange. So why all of a sudden this mitzvah there's charid item hazeh, peiris. Why is this an exception to the rule? There's no such thing as peiris and item hazeh, except for mitzvahs. That's what they say in Peya, that all the cases that are discussed in Peya are beinu lebein chaveiro. He says what the Rambam says here, I remember. But so why is this mitzvah like it's peiris and hazeh? So we were saying in Rashi, that Rashi in Achinami, he said before in the previous Rashi, that Hayom Nasoisam Benoda Gamos Chark, there's no Schar in this world. And that goes in both cases, whether it's Pachot Mishlish, Lamayna Mishlish, Hayom Nasoisam Benoda Gamos Chark. But in the second Rashi, he's saying that Yifrelo, that's nothing to do with Schar. Yifrelo is a language like the Rashba, that Hashem pays you back. It's from your bank account, your expense account, Yifrelo. So the question that he's asking is, so then Rashi, in the first Rashi, he shouldn't have used the word Yifrelo. He should have said, Oizo shlish yadidah mitzvah mishalowo she'eno mikabel schar b'chayav k'damin ayayim nasozem lo ayayim nasozem lo ayayim nasozem lo ayayim nasozem lo ayayim nasozem only shrugs up the schar shabba. That's what we were saying in the Rashba. Schar mitzvah ayam alek or ayom nasozem lo ayom nikabel schar tells you there's no schar. But there's a different gather which has nothing to do with schar, and that is expense account. And the expense account only comes by the ma'ida mishlish. So Rashi shouldn't use the word she'eno nifrelo when he's discussing the schar. Because if nifrelo in the second Rashi means expense account, that's a very good point. So I don't know. So I am confused. So I'm sorry, I have to run to a meeting. So we're a little bit stuck in, but the Rashba does sound like he's saying it, but Rashi we're unclear about. I agree. So again, what we're saying is as far as in the second half, is that there does seem to be a machlekes Rashi and the Rashba. I think that sounds good. Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos is saying that you get an item asem midin peiros. Gupa and Shver, why is this different than every other mitzvah? But you don't get peiros and item asem, except for ben adam lechaveiro. The Rashba's mashma, you don't get peiros, you only get an expense account, and you wouldn't get more than what you spent, according to the Rashba Pashas. And Rashi, I don't know. Okay.
Rather than revising share.